What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Truck Talk Podcast. We are your hosts, Emma and Hannah, and we finally have a race to talk about. Let's talk Vegas.
Let's talk Vegas. Let's talk how Pierre Gasly was like, I'm actually not done being near the front, and then qualified P3,
P3, yeah.
and then was like, during the race, he's like, never mind, I'm out.
I know, I
Because
felt bad.
I felt bad because like that qualifying came out of nowhere. I was shocked. I was like, how did he do this?
Yeah, I know. And then it was like a technical issue too. Same with Alex Albon. They're both technical issues, which kind of sucks because,
And
he
the commentators, when I know it was Pierre that his car just engine just like something died. It just like stopped working. We're not technical people, we don't know the terms, but the commentators said that it sounded like a tractor, which like made me think back to like when we called it tractors. I guess we called it buses, but also tractors. It just made me laugh so hard. I was like, commentators are in on everything that we're talking about. But
in on
I
the
felt bad
joke.
for him though.
Yeah.
Whoa, this sweater has pockets. I just real I've been wearing it all day. Sorry. Anyway, back to
There's
Vegas.
something moving in my peripheral. I'm like so confused, but then I realize that it's the cars outside. I just keep looking over. I'm like, what's moving?
Close your blinds.
I did, and it's just to the bottom of it, and that's why it was freaking me out. Anyways, we're good.
Well, Hannah's not good. She's post concert
I'm not good.
depression.
You know what? You're right. I'm not ready to pretend I'm good. I'm not good. I'm so tired still because I thought, well, not that I thought it would just be smart to fly in late and leave early, but like I have class in another country that I needed to get to. So I left for the concert really late Friday night, didn't get there till like midnight. My sister was ready for me as soon as I got there to go to this Mexican place that they turned into like a Christmas bar, and it was amazing, but that meant that we didn't get back home till like 2:30.
Like back to the hotel.
Back to the hotel, didn't go to bed because my friends were there and I saw them for the first time. Didn't go to bed till like 3:30. I was up maybe four even. I'm not sure. I was up at 6:30 to shower because I was meeting a friend in Toronto for coffee. That day was like coffee, Uber. Also, I was on in my Uber on the way to meet my friend for coffee, and a pigeon hit her, the driver's side window. Isn't that crazy?
That's
Flew right into the
terrifying.
driver's side window, scared the shit out of my driver, scared the shit out of me.
That doesn't happen. That's so weird.
No, but in Toronto, there's pigeons everywhere. I think it's like
Yeah,
New
that's
York
true.
in that way.
I guess we don't really have
And
pigeons.
no, we don't really.
Mm-mm.
Not really. Yeah, then it was like my sister had a breakfast reservation. Then she was putting my extensions back in, or we didn't even have time for that, actually. We had a little bit of a nap. Then it was like time to get ready because we had to leave at like 3 p.m. to go to the Rogers Center. And it was like, wow. And it took me like 2 hours to get ready because I had like everything that I wanted to do. I had glitter in my hair. I had the glitter freckles, which are so fucking cool, by the way. Like, so cool.
They looked really cool. I was like
I
kind of
don't want to
obsessed with
say
their
that they
look.
looked really good because it was my face, but they looked really
They
good.
looked really good.
And then I did like jewels, like I had everything going for me. And we had like the best time ever. But like we didn't get back till like after midnight, maybe. And didn't go to bed till like 1:50-ish. I had to be up at 3:50 to go to the airport. So I slept like 2 hours. Like it when I'm on a race weekend, I don't sleep. But like this weekend, I really did not sleep. So yesterday at the airport, I caught like 1 hour on the flight. I literally, as soon as I sat down, fell asleep till we landed. So that's like 3 hours. And then I had a nap when I got home. I went to bed at early. Like even though I'm sleeping like in small increments, I'm not getting any less tired because it's not like a long time. So early to bed for me tonight.
So, did you watch the race?
Not live. I shouldn't say not live because when my sister and I were at the Mexican bar, we started watching qualifying, and then we saw all the way up till Franco crashed in Q2, and then I was like, look, that debris is going to take forever to clean up, so like let's just go back to the Airbnb, like let's get our Uber now. So I didn't see Q3, and then the race, because Lex is fully into F1 now, she put it on when we got back to the hotel, and we watched I watched till like lap 10 and then I fell asleep.
To
Or
be
we just
fair, like you didn't miss much live. Like, Even my
So
dad
when I did
texted me.
watch it,
My dad texted me and was like, it was really boring. And I was like,
yeah, when I
yeah.
did watch it, I was like, oh, okay.
I will say props to Mercedes, Lewis Hamilton, especially. I mean, George Russell for like having first, keeping first. Like that was absolutely insane. But Lewis starting P10 and working his way up to finish next to George on the podium. Not what anyone expected from the Mercedes, especially this late in the season. But I guess the car works better in cold temperatures. Who knows at this point?
Mercedes would have a car that just works, that just
Just.
their tires just work better when it's cold.
Yeah. I'd be like, all right, whatever. We're not gonna try to make sense of this, but sure. But it was okay. I made a TikTok about it, or I made a TikTok about a lot of things. But when George qualified first, did you hear what he said on the radio?
No.
Zabubi.
He said what?
Zubaba. Just kidding, not Zabubi. Zubaba. Zubabi? What did he say? Okay, it was his engineer that said it first. It was either Zububi, Zubab, Zu. Zoo. I know what I'm trying to say, but I don't actually know what I'm trying to say. Regardless, his engineer said it when he finished P1, when he got P1 on qualifying. He
This
was
might be
like,
a long shot, but can you spell it?
absolutely not. Zubabi? Zubaba? I think it was Zubaba. I feel like Zubaba makes the most not sense. None of this makes any
Fact
sense.
that the first thing you said was Zabubi is
Because I
crazy.
feel like it was Zabubi, but it wasn't, because I feel like you wouldn't say that on the radio. But his engineer, I think it was Zubaba. And George was like, Zubaba, that's a new one. And I was like, that's it was just the weirdest thing I've heard on the radio in a hot minute. I just had to share.
I'm still so confused.
I'm confused. We're all confused. I'm even more confused about Pierre. I don't understand how he got P3 in qualifying. Or no, we keep jumping back and forth from qualifying to the race, but like I don't understand. It was like they held on to the tiniest little bit of what they did in Brazil, and they were like, we got to keep it going. And then the race.
Can I ask you? I was watching qualifying, like I said, when we were at this Mexican place, but I didn't have the sound on, obviously, because there was music on. Why did Lance not set a time in Q1?
So sad about it. His car had issues and they didn't even think they would get it out in time for Q1. And so they
Okay.
got like the engine, like the crew was working on it for as long as they could, and then they finally got it working. And so he had literally one lap to set, and it wasn't good. It was horrible.
Gotcha.
It was
Gotcha.
P20. Like, it was so bad, and I was really sad. And it's really hard being an Aston Martin fan right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. It's cool. But I'm trying to think what else. I feel like not too much else happened in qualifying.
Yeah,
Checo.
I did see a stat that said that Checo has been out qualified by both Liam and Yuki for three consecutive races now, which is crazy.
That's insane.
Crazy.
But when Checo finished, when Checo was out in Q1 on the sphere, did you see that?
I saw that.
It was just Checo on the sphere doing a thumbs down. And I was like, that's like heartless. That I'd quit. I would full on just quit Formula
That
One.
was tough. That was tough. Again, we're gonna not really get into it because we've had the conversation so many times this season, but like, how can Red Bull continue to justify that seat for him?
Well, did you see all the news reports now that are saying that Checo's going to be talking about his future, or like conversations about Checo's future is going to be happening after Abu Dhabi? Like, now they're addressing it, or like
Okay, well, it's time.
it's
It
time.
probably was time a while back, but it's really time now. And
I don't get it. Like, you can't defend it. You can't. He's not doing anything. He's not helping championship. It's just not. It's not it. And it hasn't been it for the entire season.
no, after this weekend, where does the the constructor stand?
McLaren is still in the lead, except
They
they
are
did
still.
not have a good race at
No.
all. I don't think Lando changed positions. I think he started sixth, finished sixth.
You
But
would be correct. And Oscar had a time penalty, so.
McLaren 608, Ferrari second with 584, and Red Bull in third with 555. So there's still a possibility for Ferrari to take the lead in the Constructors'
Yeah.
Championship.
Yeah.
I don't think Red Bull's got it this year. Apps because
No, I think
Checo's.
they're staying in third.
Yeah,
They're staying in third.
absolutely.
And they have nothing to, nobody else to blame but themselves because a driver change needed to be made. And they
Yeah,
decided that
instead, they
they
kicked out
weren't going to
Danny
do it.
Rick. That was the wrong driver that needs to be
Okay.
changed, but whatever, it's fine.
Right. They were stubborn about it. They didn't want to do it, didn't want to do it, didn't want to do it. We don't know if it was contracts, whatever, sponsorship stuff. I don't know.
Now they have to.
And
I like
now
if Checo
they've
was
lost. It's out of their hands at this point.
if Checo's driving for 2025, I'm actually gonna be shocked.
Yeah.
I know he's contracted, I get that. But contracts don't mean shit in this world.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah. I'll be surprised too, because Franco still doesn't have a seat. And yes, Franco has had two kind of disastrous race weekends now, a little bit, but I think that there's still enough of a sample size there to show you what he can do. So we shall see what happens there, I suppose.
Yeah, but then is that the Nyck de Vries effect where he does well and then they put him actually in the car full time and he's not, it's not it?
Well, in hindsight, Red Bull should have signed Carlos. That would have been the smartest decision for them. A more experienced driver and someone who is very smart too and can pick up, because there's such a learning curve getting into the Red Bull, because there's a learning curve about getting into Formula One and all the nuanced things about being a Formula One driver, and then also learning how to drive the Red Bull, which is notoriously a difficult car to drive. So instead of throwing a rookie in to learn both those things at once, an experienced driver like Carlos would have made the most sense. And whatever, we could talk about the Verstappen signs thing, like their dads and what, I don't think that had anything to do with it. I just think that Red Bull wasn't ready to pull the trigger on Checo yet, or like, because they had already signed him to his 1+1, and I don't think they were ready to like say goodbye to him yet. But like, they let Carlos go, and it didn't end up better for either of them, I don't think. I think Carlos would have been great at Red Bull rather than Williams, and I think a Red Bull needed a driver like Carlos, and that they've never done that. They've never done the Max with a vet type deal. That's literally why Daniel Ricciardo left Red Bull in the first place. It's always been Max and like a rookie who's like trying to get better. And that like, and then they did the Checo thing, and it hasn't worked out. Like, yes, they won the constructors 2 years, past 2 years. And yes, he finished second in the championship last year, but it hasn't been a good situation for well over a year now.
It's been on a constant decline for Checo.
Right.
Like, it's time to get someone new in, and I totally agree. I think Ferrari, or I think Red Bull completely screwed themselves over by not just letting Checo go and signing Carlos.
And we've seen drivers say that so
Maybe,
candidly.
I mean, has Carlos ever spoken publicly about going back or going to Red Bull? Like,
Was
I
it
don't.
Lando who spoke about it for him?
Lando. Ooh.
Lando spoke about it a few weeks back and said something like Carlos should have gone to Red Bull.
Yes, Lando did say that, which means the
And
drivers have talked about it. Like,
right. Like, I don't think Carlos. Carlos is a professional. He'll never come out at this point and be like, oh yeah, I wanted that seat, because he's going to honor his contract to Williams at this point. But I think I mean, they were saying he wasn't making a decision either, but was Red Bull really seriously in talks with him, because they still had Checo? No, it's like they needed to cut Checo loose way sooner so they could have serious conversations with drivers who are in contention for their seat. And it just hasn't happened that way.
So
So
what is Carlos's contract with Williams? Is it 1 year, 2 years?
I don't, you know what? Half the time they don't even disclose those things.
It says Carlos signs multi-year deal with Williams from
Yeah.
2025.
Yeah.
So at least until through 2026. So I mean, 2 years at Williams helps bring the team to helps do them helps them with something. I don't know. I don't want
I
Carlos
don't
to stay at
think that it's a
Williams.
bad move for Williams
I
at
don't
all.
it's not a bad move for Williams. No, it is not the best move for Carlos.
Right.
Yeah. It was like Carlos's only option at that point.
Right. And you know, you keep hearing, like, I remember when it was going down, it was like Carlos is waiting too long to make a decision. Well, Mercedes, they had their sights set on Kimi. That's what they wanted to do. Red Bull wasn't pulling the trigger on Checo, so they weren't going to seriously consider another driver at that point. And it didn't sound like they were at all. Checo had just signed his contract. It just wasn't going to work out. And then who else was he even in contention? Like, what, like,
There was Audi, like Sauber, but that would kind of be like
and
a
that
step
would have been
down.
worse.
Yeah, that'd be worse. 100% worse.
So I guess he got, I mean, and like, James, I think, is a great team principal, and I think that Alex is a great teammate. So like, let's see, like, this could be good, but like, in the grand scheme of things, Red Bull should have figured it out and brought Carlos in, and he would have signed there for sure, I think.
Well, maybe that'll happen in the future, or maybe we will never see Carlos in a
He's
Red
getting
Bull.
older. Like, I know he's not Fernando old, and Lewis is obviously older too, but like, Carlos is not young.
He's like, how old is he? Do you know? I think he's 29.
I think he's 30.
Are you Googling it? Because I'm not.
Yeah, I am. 30.
Wow. He's 30.
1994, he was born.
That's wild. What else happened in Vegas?
Well, I mean, we can stay on the topic of Ferrari. I didn't hear the Charles voice or radio message until today. I don't. Do you know why he was mad? Because I don't really know why he was mad. Did he want to be swapped with Carlos? Is that why? Or was it the pit stop issue? Or because
I
he.
actually have no idea, and I was trying to like figure it out, but just it was all of a sudden during the race, Charles was mad, and I was like, and I literally couldn't figure it out. Hang on,
Because
Ferrari.
Carlos was mad because they called him in and then they told him to stay out at the last second.
Well, that I understand because
I
that's like
understand that.
Ferrari screwing Carlos over. Like he
Right.
had to like completely dive bomb out of the way
Yep.
to.
And he lost time on that lap. And then he had to come back in and lose time again. So I totally get that. I don't know. Because Charles was, look, I'm not faulting him for it. He's a racing driver. But Charles was aggressively chasing George for a while. And he is the one who had the impact on his own tires. So I don't know if he was mad at Ferrari for what? What are you reading?
I'm just reading the radio message.
Oh, it was
Like,
crazy. I've never heard that much emotion out of him. Like,
okay, so
I have, and also, but.
I'm on the race, like the race.com, and it says Charles Leclerc admitted afterwards he felt internal agreements weren't being respected. He finished just over 2 seconds behind Carlos Sainz, who finished third, after they swapped positions multiple times during the race. And after the checkered flag, he said, "I did my job, but sorry, Dad. Being nice fucks me over all the fucking time. All the fucking time. It's not even being nice. It's just being respectful." And like, ooh, wow.
So he wanted to
He,
be swapped with Carlos.
I believe so. That's.
Yeah. Internal agreements weren't being honored. That's what that tells me.
That's what it sounds like. It's kind of giving papaya rules, but like,
Yeah.
in Ferrari, like.
Do you have the app up there? Because I'd love to know where Lando and Charles are now in WDC.
Lando's second, 340, Charles third, 319. So it's very possible that like Charles could still finish second in the championship. And so I understand why Charles would be pissed because it's like,
I think
why
I
are we
get it.
not
I didn't
trying?
know it was that close still. I think I get it.
I get it 100%. Especially with Lando finishing as low as he did. Why
Yeah.
didn't you swap the driver? Why, like, why didn't Charles finish third? Like at this
Yeah.
point in the season, like we are past like teammate on teammate, like you are
Yeah.
now wanting to do whatever you can to
And
help who's ever.
Carlos is leaving.
And Carlos is leaving. Like, I okay, this is gonna sound so mean, and I don't mean it in like a mean way, but Ferrari doesn't really owe Carlos anything. Whereas, like, if they want to keep Charles happy, why, like, why didn't they put him first?
Yeah, I
Like, if they
mean,
wanted to, if
yes,
they
there's
wanted to keep Carlos happy, they would have re-signed him.
right. There's like the you don't no one wants to say it, like, well, he's leaving, so like what does it matter? But like someone's got to say it because
Well, Carlos is, hang on, how many did I do the math? Carlos is 60 points behind Charles. So
yeah.
he's an almost, the math is not mathing, 80? 80 points behind Lando. So, like, he's not in contention for the second or third in the Drivers'
No,
Championship.
no, no.
So I don't understand. I don't understand Ferrari. I don't understand the calls. I don't understand the strategy. Like, Ferrari is already screwed up. With that pit call, like call to pop, call to box, like
Called
they already screwed.
pop?
Call to pop, call to pop, call to box, call to pit, whatever. You know, maybe that's what I was trying to thought. Anyway, I feel bad for Charles, and I understand all the swears on the radio. I get it. I'd be that pissed too.
I think I get it.
I get it.
I wasn't sure whether it was a pit stop thing, but Yeah.
Well,
Okay.
during the race, you don't really understand, like, why is he so mad all of a sudden?
Right,
But, like,
right.
knowing now that what if Charles is saying is true, like, internal agreements weren't, like,
Yeah.
recognized, like, yeah, I'd be
Yeah.
pissed too.
Yeah, that's tough.
Especially knowing where the
He's
McLarens
so
finished this
close.
race. Like, my God.
He's so close, and like we said, like you said, like you can honor your contract to Carlos, obviously, but at the end of the day, second in the world drivers for your Ferrari Golden Boy should mean more to you than the third last race that you'll have with a driver leaving. So,
And like Carlos
yeah.
was gonna get more points than Oscar anyway, because Oscar with the Oscar's penalty, and like that's why
Right.
he's behind in the championship. So it goes Max, Lando, Charles, Oscar, Carlos.
Right.
But and I also again right behind Carlos, the two Mercedes. And I feel like there's still a far enough gap that they, even though they finished first and second in this last race, it's still not enough to catch up to Carlos. So like
Right, right.
where they are in the standings is like pretty safe, so why are we not helping Charles get for, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm with you. It's tough. It's tough. I don't know what they're doing.
I don't know. Can we
But I
talk
do
about,
think that they can probably take second in the constructors this year, which would have huge implications for next season, which is like good ones. So,
I would love to see Ferrari taking second, because I just feel like it again puts them that much closer, that much
yeah.
closer to first in the
Yeah, and
championship next
McLaren
year.
is okay, Will Buxton.
Whoa, that was such a Will Buxton moment. Ugh.
And McLaren right now is struggling, so
Yeah,
take a minute of
this race and last race was not it for them. I don't know what's going on.
it. Like a false start should never. That's such a stupid thing to take a penalty for. It truly is. If
Yeah.
you're gonna take a penalty for something, make sure that you're at least gaining an advantage somewhere. Gaining or false start or like false starting position, whatever the hell it was, that's just dumb.
His
That's just
wheels were like
dumb.
slightly over the line. I was like, really? Whatever.
Just stupid. I heard nothing from Lando this race. I don't know if he was like very vocal at all about anything. I didn't see or
He,
hear anything.
I think Lando's going through it right now. Like,
I
I
think he
mean,
is.
obviously the championship slipped through his fingers. We didn't even mention Matt or Max winning his fourth driver's championship. We'll get to, but which Hannah didn't jinx, by the way. But again, we'll get to.
I did manifest it though.
She manifested it, and I thought she jinxed it. But Lando, I think after Brazil, like, was probably really, really hard on himself, and he's very open about that, like publicly about like the mental health issues that he struggles with. And so after Brazil, not in the right headspace, and I just think it carried on to Vegas. And I think knowing that so much was riding on this,
Yeah.
I think we've seen it. Like Lando doesn't perform well under pressure. It's why he always loses like first when he's right. Like when he starts first, he loses it. It's like I almost feel like for him, he doesn't know how to cope with like. There's the regular pressure and stress of being an F1 driver, and then like there's additional things that Lando puts on himself. I'm not a therapist, and I'm not trying to diagnose this man, but this is just what it seems like as a fan watching. Like he does this to himself, and it's sad to see. Like he started sixth, finished sixth. I'm pretty sure he hadn't like didn't even try. It seemed like he wasn't even trying to fight. Like it's like he already knew going into this weekend. Again, I wasn't there at the race. I don't like. I don't know anything about the McLaren team. We obviously don't know the drivers, but it just seemed like going to the race, he already was giving up.
Yeah, I mean, and at this point, the championship pretty much was out of his hands. So it does go back to like the past few weeks, but like he can't continue to just hold back because Charles is coming, and there is not a big gap between those two in the drivers, and he needs to keep second for him. Like I'm a Charles fan. I want to see Charles get second. Lando for himself to prove to himself that this was a successful season, he needs to buck up and keep second.
Well, and he also needs to, him and Oscar need to buck up and keep first in the constructors.
At the
Like
constructors, yeah.
they're 16 points ahead. Well, the math is wrong. 16, hang on, 24? I don't know how I got 16. I don't know what I was looking at. 20, just over 20 points. And how many points did the Ferrari boys get this weekend in comparison to the McLaren? Like, I don't know. There's two races left. The McLaren, like Lando needs to respectfully get his shit together.
Yeah, like we need to.
Respectfully.
I know that it's so incredibly tough and. Us talking about it is easy compared to what he's going through, I'm sure, but he needs to put the 2024 World Driver Championship first place behind him. That didn't happen. No
Now you have
problem.
constructors.
We
Focus on that.
need to keep constructors, and we need to c can to new 1 second. Like, he's got to do that to prove to himself and to his team that this was a successful season, because I don't think that he'd think it was if he loses both those things.
Yeah. Well, I
So.
feel like, again, we don't know him. We're speculating, but this is such there being such a good season for McLaren that they owe it to themselves to end on such a high note.
I'm with
And
you. Yeah.
constructors would be that high note for
It would
sure.
be, it would honestly be a travesty if they let both those things get
Yeah.
us taken away from them, because they were dominant. And Ferrari, it just, like, I know that in the past few years they have just been consistent. Like, Charles and Carlos would always finish fifth, sixth, fourth, fifth. And it's just been consistency. But it's a season like this where you see how consistency does pay off, because it, they didn't, yes, Carlos won one race, Charles won three.
Carlos
They
won
both won. They both won
two.
two. I don't know where I'm at. I
They
forgot who.
have won races each.
I believe Charles has won three and Carlos has won two, but I can't remember fully.
Hang on. Carlos won Austin. And he
And
won.
Australia.
No, he only won Austin this year.
Carlos won Australia too, didn't he?
Charles won Australia.
No.
Yeah. Why do you think I'm literally looking at the app? Charles won Australia. Nope. Oh, I'm looking at it completely wrong. Ignore all of this.
Like, Emma, stop gaslighting me.
Carlos won Australia. Sorry, I'm used to the podium. So it's like one, two, three. So that's how I'm reading it and it's wrong. Okay, I'm gonna put a finger up. Australia, Carlos. Charles, Monaco. Italy, Charles. Austin, Charles. Mexico, Carlos. Okay, so Carlos won two,
Three and two.
three and two. We figured that out, and it
Yeah.
just, I can't read, I guess, is what
It's
it
starting to
is.
go out. Five races between the two of them. Yeah. So, yes, they won races this year, but they were just consistent. Like, none of those races other than Monaco were like gimmies. Like, they fought for all of them. Monaco, as if you qualify P1, you're going to win the race. That's just how it works. So, they were consistent. They were kind of like underdogs. No one really talked too much about the Ferraris and
Because
what
we kind
that
of
car.
expected them to do the same thing that they did last year, just stick
And
fourth, fifth, and they didn't. And good on them. Yeah, they've been. We love that. Congratulations, Max Verstappen, on his fourth driver's championship. Hannah manifested it.
I'm really happy for him. I think that this one meant more to him than the past two. I think the first one meant a lot, obviously, but he'll never be able to escape the criticism of how the first one happened. And that sucks a little bit, because that was his first one that should have been his most important, his most memorable. And it was a little there, it is tinged with a little bit of controversy. So I think that, and then the next two were easy for him.
He
And I
had
don't think
no
they were like
competition.
that. So this year was not easy. And he didn't even, like, he won the most amount of races, obviously,
But he got fifth in Vegas.
but he got,
Like,
like, he's not finishing consistently on the podiums. He's not having the super dominant season that he always had, but he is still Max Verstappen, and he's still the most talented driver out there. And I think that he, well, you can argue, obviously, he's one of three, but he's so consistent. He's so smart right now. Just the way he's driving is just, even if he's not first, like this week, he was fifth, but he was not racing for first. He wasn't. He said on the radio, "I'm racing my own race." And his own race was keeping Lando behind him. That's all he had to do. And he did it. So, and with the 16 second gap, might I add. So, congratulations, Max. I'm so happy for him. But I really hope he leaves Red Bull one day. And unfortunately, he said he wants nothing to do with the Indy 500. So that
That
sucks.
breaks my heart. I want to see Max in the Indy 500 so bad, and for him to come out and say, I have no interest. He's like, okay, what did he say? He's like, I'm gonna walk up there and watch it. I'm like, where do you, okay, first of all, where do you think you live that you think you can just walk up and watch it? Like, you're gonna have to take a plane. And maybe drive. You can't just walk up.
You get stuck in the semantics a lot. It
Because
makes me
his wording
laugh.
was just so funny. He's like, maybe I'll walk up and watch it. And I'm like, to be fair, if Max Verstappen just like walked up to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, I'm pretty sure he'd be given the like royal treatment. But
I think a lot of IndyCar fans would have no idea who he is.
really, is that what you think?
I
Interesting.
do. I do.
But he's talked about wanting to do Le Mans before, hasn't he?
He talked about wanting to do the 500 too. I didn't make that up. So.
Maybe
I
he'll
think that
change his
he's just
mind.
changing it. I think he's just changing his tune on everything to do with motorsports. He wants esports. That's his thing. Like, he found his true love and passion, and it's not motorsports
It's
anymore.
esports.
It's esports.
But I do agree with you though about like how this championship like proved like to everyone, if we didn't already know how great of a driver Max is. We could have said it was the car the last 2 years. We could have said his first championship was not deserved, but this one, you can't argue. Like, it was 100% deserved. He fought for it. So congratulations. I got a Red Bull shirt. Like, I started to like Red Bull halfway through the season.
Yeah,
So
I was gonna ask you about that last week because I know you wore it last week, but
it
I
was really
wasn't sure
soft.
why you had. Okay, it's soft. Yeah,
It was really
yeah,
soft.
yeah. And obviously, like, there was controversy with Red Bull at the beginning of the year. That doesn't really change things. I think that the way that people
The
feel about Red
controversy
Bull has
isn't,
not changed,
yeah.
but it has. It's. I think the people will be very happy if Red Bull loses the constructors, but Max obviously is the driver world championship
I'm
or driver
people.
champion.
I would
So.
love that.
And I'm people too. Yeah. I'm people too. I think because
They don't need the
Max is the only
constructors.
one who did anything this year at Red Bull. So
Literally.
they don't deserve the constructors, but he sure as fuck deserves his fourth World Driver Championship. And this puts him tied with Sebastian Vettel for four.
Congratulations, Max Verstappen. We're so proud of you. Snaps. Okay. Anyway, can we talk about Brad Pitt?
Yes. I don't want to see this movie, I don't think.
I was literally just thinking, I'm like, I don't think I want to see this movie.
Have you ever seen a
Okay.
driver faint when they get into the car?
So, no. Okay. So, for those who missed it, they were filming some scenes for the F1 movie at Vegas this weekend. And the one clip that's gone viral is like a crash. And Brad Pitt, driver, Sonny, whatever the driver's name is, Sonny something, stumbles out of the car, stumbles away from the wreck. He reaches out his hand, I'm pretty sure is what I saw, and then he faints. I was like, one, how many penalties is that? Like, you are not supposed to cross the track, even if there's an accident. Like, you go off to like the closest barrier, like exit barrier. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't go on the
You
track.
always get stuck on the semantics.
Because
It's, I
what
know,
is, no,
it's
because what
fun.
did Lewis say? He was like, this is gonna be the most realistic F1 movie. My guy, you like, that's not realistic.
She
That's a
has a
penalty
point.
right there. Anyway,
But they're not giving up. Well, they're definitely getting a fine or reprimand, but I don't think they're getting a penalty for once they're already out of the race.
that's a fine at least.
You
He's at
better not
Brad
just
Pitt
do
should at
it.
least be
No,
getting
that's.
fined for passing out on the track. That's a safety
Yeah.
hazard.
What's his team? Apex? I'm pretty sure that's what they're
Apex.
called.
Yeah.
That's a fine for Apex, but don't ask them where the money goes.
There was a part one of the comments on like the clip of this, someone was like, did they just use the Williams car and paint over it? And I was like, oh, because of Franco's crash. And I was like, oh my God, that's so mean.
Oh God.
Anyway.
That clip was very funny because also you see like a fake safety car come. Must be the safety car, I guess.
It has
You
to
see
be
a
the
safety
safety
car
car.
come and then he's like out of the car and then there's like the mat from like gym class and he just falls down. I'm
He
like, this
falls on the mat. I know, I love it. It's so good.
you
People are
know what?
calling it.
They're probably gonna make us eat our words next year because we're probably gonna see it and we're gonna be like, okay, but like it made sense in the grand scheme of things.
I'm
So
trying to think of like why. Okay, like I'm just trying to figure out the plot of this fucking movie. Like, I understand that it's a retired driver who comes back to like to race alongside a rookie like one more time. So, but like, who's he reaching for when he passes out? You know? What if? Okay, what if?
oh no. We've entered fanfic territory, I
No,
feel.
we're not gonna do YN. But like, what if the other driver, the rookie, I don't remember his name. I don't remember who plays him right now.
Damson Idris is the actor.
So what if it's a crash with Damson and he's fine, he gets to the car and he like runs to go see if Brad Pitt's okay. But Brad Pitt is like stumbling and then he passes out. And now the rookie thinks he killed him. But he didn't actually kill
That's
him.
crazy, Emma.
I know. Maybe he thinks he ruined his career. But then in the hospital bed, Brad Pitt is like, championship, it's always been yours. You finish this strong or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Look, I'm gonna one up you here, I think. The
Okay.
way that I see it going down, which would be the most realistic, he's in, because there was no, like, we didn't see a crash, right? We just saw him get out of the car. Okay. So hear me out.
Okay.
He's in some pain during the race.
Like,
He's in some pain, like physical pain. And he's like, I've never experienced pain like this. I cannot do this. And he goes off the track and parks his car like at the barrier, and he gets out and he faints, but he's actually just having an appendicitis attack, and he has to get his appendix removed.
okay, Carlos. Okay, Alex.
I think that's the most realistic.
That is very realistic, and I feel like with our drivers right now, this makes the most sense. Like that would happen. I don't know, but I just want to keep reading theories about this movie. I hope the movie's good, but after that, I'm just like, what are we watching? What's happening
So,
here?
is it going to be in theaters, or is it just an Apple TV release? Or is it both?
I don't know, actually.
I'm
As
pretty
in
sure with the budget that it has, it must be
a
a
release.
theater release.
I hope it is. We can go see it.
Going to be there opening night.
I'll come and drive down to visit you, and then we'll go see the movie.
Sounds good to me. When's it supposed to come out again?
I don't know. Next year?
It is next year, so I can't believe they're still filming.
Is it next year then? Maybe it's
I
2026.
no, I thought it was like May or June 2025, which
I
sounds
also
weird as to
thought
why they'd
that.
still be filming. Maybe they're doing like second, what are those
Like
called?
reshoots?
Reshoots.
Second.
Second cuts. I don't know what the fuck. I don't, not my, it's
Reshoots.
not my line of work.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I wanted to go to the movie industry. I wanted to be a screenwriter.
That makes sense. That makes sense. That's not my line of work.
No, you want to teach people how to
You still
speak.
could. Yeah.
No.
Well, no.
I don't.
You've given up on that dream.
I'll write a book instead of a movie.
All right.
I'll
Slay.
write a realistic F1 romance book.
Slay.
Or do I write one with all the tropes?
That might not get picked up, but
I will self-publish on Amazon.
I would read it.
You'd have to
I
read it.
got one book that was like a self-published Amazon book, and it was very bad.
I
It was not
wrote
a
one and I did not like it. And for respect of the author, I will not share the name.
Yeah, I'm also not going to share, but it was very bad. I don't know.
Anyway, I think last on our list to talk about is GM Cadillac.
This is huge. And thank God we're recording today. This all came out
This
today.
all came out today, yeah. Which I found out about because the coworker that just got into F1 because she went to COTA, she ran over to me. She's like, 11 teams, 22 drivers. Is this real? And I was like, what are you talking about? And like, so she dropped the news, and I'm sure she felt really good about that because usually I would know, and I didn't. Yeah, so I guess GM is taking over the facility that Andretti was that had in Silverstone, and they're I'm confused because I've seen stuff that says like F1's committed to GM Cadillac for their seat in 2026, but I also see that they've started the application process, which means it still could get denied.
No, I don't think
No.
that's true. Because I'm pretty sure there's still lots to be worked out, but today was the official decision that there will be an 11th team joining the grid.
Okay. I'm just happy that Andretti's still involved. I think
But
it's
you're right, because where was the application process? I didn't even know this was coming. I mean, I'm sure people who are more invested than I knew this was coming, but I didn't even.
Well, now I'm just
Last year, when
wondering.
Andretti Global was applying, it was like this huge thing. And this year, I didn't hear anything.
Right? See, that's what I'm confused about too, because I'm like, is that why they were so quick to shut down Andretti? Because F1 already was in talks with GM and like just didn't want to make it public yet until it was confirmed.
Right. Yet, I mean, Mario Andretti was named chief exec. I don't even know what his
Something
title
director, which I
is.
love.
Director
But
of
okay.
GM
See,
Cadillac.
F1 said this is a F1 posted like the statement, and it says statement on GM application to join FIA Formula One World Championships in 2026. So F1 announced today it's reached an agreement in principle with GM to support bringing GM Cadillac as the 11th team to F1 in 2026. So over the course, okay, hang on, let me restart it. There's a lot of big words, and I don't do good with words over three syllables. F1, and it's just like, wow, you need to come to my class. F1 has maintained a dialogue with GM and its partners, doesn't matter who, regarding the viability of an entry following the commercial assessment and decision made by F1 in January 2024. So that means they were in talks earlier this year over the
No, I'm pretty
course?
sure, to be
Oh,
honest
no.
with you.
So maybe Andretti just made their application public, whereas GM and Cadillac was like, we're just not going to say anything in case it doesn't get approved.
Emma, I'm 97% sure this is the Andretti Global rebranded.
But like, why? Why wouldn't
For
they just approve Andretti?
whatever reason, their application was denied last year, what they needed to do more, have more money, have more reason, whatever it is. From what the discourse I've seen online, this is Andretti Global rebranded.
Makes
And it makes sense
sense.
because why would Mario Andretti join another organization that's
So, not the 13 on your hand, that's so
got
funny.
the 13 on my hand? Why would he join another organization that just beat his organization out for an 11th seat? This is the same organization.
It is, but I don't like it. It just came out of, for us, it just feels like it came out of nowhere.
I
Like,
agree. I
again, like,
agree.
usually when with Andretti and like the application process and like anything that's like happening or changing in F1 is made so public and we know. And so, like, us just finding out all at the same time that GM Cadillac's confirmed for 2026, we're just like, where did this come from? So,
And I
if
think
that would
that's
make
exactly
sense.
it.
That would
Yeah, I
make
think that's
sense if it
exactly
was.
it, that we did hear all about it under a different name.
Okay. Well, I'm happy that Andretti is still involved.
Me too.
Who do you want to see drive?
Look, you know what? The discourse is already starting, and I don't think it should be Colton Herta. That might be a hot take. I do not think it should be Colton Herta.
I would love to see Colton Herta take that F1 seat. Absolutely.
I know people would love to see that, but I don't think that, like, if they. I don't think so.
So
I
who
don't
do you want
know.
to see? If
I
you
don't
could.
know.
Okay.
I don't know who I want to see.
It's still so far away.
It's so far away. I think, well, I will say that doesn't make sense with the families, the motorsports families, but Alex Palou deserves a shot at Formula One. I'll say that. So.
Yeah, if any driver from IndyCar is going to go over to F1 and be Alex Palou, then
I
Palou.
would love to see Alex. He has been so dominant for 2 years now, so dominant. And he's so cool, calm, and collected. I just think there's another gear to him. And I think that Formula One, we need to see it. We need to see it at least. And that obviously, like, was his goal. Grew up in Spain. That was his goal. I listened to an interview with him and Connor not too long ago. And he said in that interview, like, because Connor asked him, like, what is that? Is that still a goal for you? And he was like, I don't know, like, if things change once this entry comes in, there's two available seats. But he said, you know, like, obviously, if right now I'm committed to IndyCar and like I have a wife and I have a kid, so like I'm not looking to like move them around all that much. But like, I think things change when a seat becomes available at a brand new organization. And I think that if any of them in IndyCar deserve it, it is Alex Palou, hands down.
I want to see Connor Daly in that seat. I'm so serious. Put him in the F1
I would
car.
like to see Connor Daly get an IndyCar seat.
I want to see Connor Daly get a full-time seat somewhere, anywhere. I
Well,
want to, you know
segue,
what?
Stingray Rob got a JHR seat.
Not who I was expecting getting the JHR seat, but like, by all means, man, way to slay. Okay, good for you.
Way to slay or way to pray? Dot com.
Way to pray. That was good. That was really good. There's still one more seat open beside him, and then we still have the Dale Coyne seats that are open and RLL. And what?
One spot at RLO.
Yeah, one spot RLL. I said one bot. I was like, who bought RLL?
No, nobody bought RLO.
I'll buy RLL.
You want to?
I want to own a racing team.
Who would Emma put in that third RLL seat? I wonder.
Who? Pietro Fittipaldi.
Jesus, did you
Absolutely.
just ask me that?
Okay, but okay, last question. If you owned an F1 team and you could have any driver from either the F, any drivers from the F1 or IndyCar current grid, who would you have?
Wow. Do you have an answer? Don't say Lance. Don't say that.
No, I want to win. I will always root for Lance. Unfortunately, I don't think he's winning anytime soon. I think if I own an F1 team, I'm looking at it from like skill, but also marketing perspective. I want Pato. And I feel like I need a like a vet, like an F1 vet. Give me Pato and give me Carlos.
Pato and Carlos.
That's
Okay.
my F1 team.
If I want to win, we're going. I mean, we have to go Max and Lewis, right?
I knew you were going to say that.
Like,
Then who's your number one driver? Okay, what if it has to be one IndyCar driver and one F1 driver?
that's a better question. But I go Max Verstappen and Alex Palou like any day. And I would love, and you know what? But I wouldn't. Here's the thing: like, realistically, I don't want them to be teammates. Not that I think they will be, but we've said for years now that we want to see Max and Alex duke it out and see who's better. And obviously, like, the car is so different that like we might not even see a fair fight between the two. But one's very dominant in their sport, and one has been dominant in their sport for 4 years now. So let's see it.
Okay, Alex and Max.
What would you say?
I said Pato and Carlos.
Oh, I guess, yeah, okay, that's IndyCar
Pato is
lineup.
IndyCar,
Yeah.
though.
I mean, Max would hate Pato, but Pato and Max would be a very interesting team.
Whoa. What about George and Pato? That would be an interesting dynamic, I feel
They'd
like.
hate each other
I
too.
don't think they would get along. I think that
No.
is two very bold personalities that are nothing alike.
I agree. I love George Russell. Come around on him a lot.
I have
And
too.
my sister loves him too. That's her, like, her guy. Like, she was so pumped this weekend.
I've
But
really like started to like him.
I think that there are few people that he will get along with his teammates. And I am interested to see him and Kimi as teammates, because I think as long as it remains a that teaching a rookie situation, it's fine, because I've already seen like him and Carmen and Kimi all together, like, going out, and it seems like it'll be like a good like older brother situation.
But
But the
if,
second it becomes a Kimi beating George situation, I think it's bad.
yeah,
So
that'll
we'll
be an
see.
interesting dynamic. We'll see.
Yeah. Can you believe his teammate at Williams was Nick Latifi?
Who's
George's.
really?
And Robert Kubica, I'm pretty
Oh
sure.
my God, it was. That was 2019. It was George and like Nick Latifi at
Yeah.
Williams.
I
Wow, I
know.
forgot about that. And now he's racing alongside Lewis Hamilton. And where's Nick? I think he's in law school.
Don't think he's in law school.
I think he's in law school.
Wait. Is he in law school?
Or business school. Business school makes more sense.
Oh.
He went to
A Canadian
university.
king.
Good for him. Getting that university degree. Good for you. So proud of we can end it there.
I
Think
don't think
that's
I
it
have
for the
anything else
news.
to say. Yeah, I think that's it. I will say it made my heart really happy that there was so much creator use this weekend. Like, all of our favorites were there. And like, yeah, we talk about having FOMO. Yeah, like, that's just because all of our favorite people are in the same place at once,
But
and
it
we
was
miss them and
so
we love
nice
them.
to see them succeed. And
It
like,
was so nice to see Formula One, like, all of the teams worked with almost all the teams worked with creators, and there was just so many great opportunities for people, and I'm just so happy to see everyone thriving and living, and it just looked like the best, and I think that they just need to do this more often.
I think so. Yes, we did have FOMO, but like, that FOMO doesn't take away the fact that like, we're so happy for our friends. And
So fucking happy. And
we'll
also,
just go next year.
yeah, absolutely, being in Toronto, I was pretty like removed from the F1 media stuff. Like, I just, like, I was it wasn't my brain, so I need to do like a like I think this weekend is American Thanksgiving, so I don't have school, so I think I just need to go back and look at all the content that everyone put out, because I do want to support it all. I just haven't had time to like look through it all. But I just know that our girls and our guys, like, James was there. James was fucking hilarious. And
I
I just
love
know that
that.
everyone had so much fun. Also,
Josh too, yeah.
one, yeah, Josh too, yeah. Like one thing that I want to say with James is, if you're not familiar with James Coker, I mean, you should be because he's like huge in the
Big of
F1
F1 content.
content space right
Motorsports
now.
content, just everything.
Motorsports content, but sometimes he laughs at our videos. Most recently, he laughed at the video I made about Emma, and that makes me really happy because James is a is an actual comedian, and that just makes me feel like I doing something right.
Yeah, when he likes our videos, like when he likes our content, it's like we won. Like we're good. We
Yeah.
can retire.
Yeah.
No, I get that. Anyway,
But yeah,
Vegas,
everyone's killing it.
I think Vegas was like, I think this week was pretty good. I
Yeah.
think everything was good to see. I wish the race was a bit more exciting, but two more races left and we'll see how it goes. So this was a Vegas recap. I think that's it.
We are Track Talk.
Good job for now.